Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us. Apple Music, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find these free and available to download at your leisure. And today's guest hails from Alcorn State, where he received his master's degree in December after spending time as an undergrad at Syracuse. And he was also first-team All-SWAC this past season. He's also a 1,000-yard rusher in 2022. And I have a quick story to share about our guest, Jarvion Howard of Alcorn State. This was a message I got from a teammate earlier today. There is more than a few times I can count on both hands in the off season, in the summer and spring, where I would go to the stadium by myself to get some work. He would also be there without us even talking beforehand. From that point on, I kind of always knew we would have a special bond together, and everybody else on the team bought into our work ethic. Jarvion, do you know who said those kind words about you?
They sound like Claude.
That is quarterback Aaron Allen who said that, I think.
Allen.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah, he said a ton of nice things, but I thought that was one of the nicer things that he said about you. And he just kind of said he knew right off the cuff that your work ethic and the way you carried yourself was going to be a benefit towards the team. And all the accolades come with it, and now you're here, you're training, you got your master, so everything's in line for you to be your absolute best. But I have to ask you, is it a little weird not worrying about college classes or waking up for spring ball, and now you're just focused solely on pro day and preparing yourself for the National Football League?
Reason why I say that is because you have so many times that you have to get up in the middle of a semester, like 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock. Now I got the internal clock where I get up at 6. It don't matter what time I usually go to sleep, I'm going to get up at 6. So it's kind of hard. It's not hard transitioning because working out is something that I do and getting right is something that I do. But just getting up knowing I don't have an assignment due at 11:59, that's the difference between now and then.
I love it. Now, for you, you carry the ball, and you carry the ball very well. I have to ask, have you been carrying the football ever since you began playing the game? I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, were you the star of the team, one touchdown after the next?
Yes, sir. It's a crazy story behind it. I was always the heaviest kid, really, that, like, was able to carry the football that well on my team. You have all the kids that when it's time to weigh in, it was a limit. You had to be like under 120 to run the ball in Pee Wee. And we showed up, and it was everybody's in the line. They have on their school uniforms. You got kids with school uniforms, book bags on. And I was the last kid to weigh in. And I was the only kid in tighty whities, man. Like, it was crazy. I was in fifth grade. I was like sixth grade, 120. I was 120. I'm like, man, my coach is like, hey, you're going to have to suck in or something. Go run laps before you get on the scale. And I was the only kid in there with just nothing but the underwear on. So I knew what it was then. But ever since then, I've been the ball carrier ever since.
And you've been great at it. And here you are preparing for the next level. Once again, Jarvion Howard, the standout from Alcorn State, talking some NFL draft. I have to ask you, When do you, I know self-confidence is not lacking with anybody that we talk to that comes on the program, but for you personally, I mean, when do you get that sense that, you know, what you're doing collegiately is going to allow you this opportunity? I mean, do you have great games against great opponents? Do your coaches say, hey, Jarvion, you know, scouts are starting to get some, you know, starting to get feedback by the next level that they're eyeing you up. How do you get the sense that, you know, you do have what it takes?
When I hear things like that, I kind of still try to work. Like, I don't know that it's kind of, that it's there. Like, I'm still trying to get that exposure because you got some guys that get in this position and get comfortable. But I always, like, had to put in my mind that just because, you know, I'm doing it, somebody else could be doing the same. So I just try to, like, once I take one goal at a time and try to achieve one goal at a time. Now I'm at the phase of, oh, they know I know how to play football. I know they want to see me run well. Now I got to focus on one thing at a time to make, you know, to get them exactly what they need to know, you know. So I kind of figured out, like, once I knew that I could make it on to the next level, I just kept my head down and kept working.
It's worked out well for you. Let me ask you this. Now, if we throw you in the film room, teams are sitting there next to you. They're breaking down your tape. What do you think they're going to love what they see on film?
Physical. And I have my mind made up. Typically, like, I have my mind made up. When I get the ball, you know for sure, like, I'm an automatic 5-6 yards. I'm automatic. I'm automatic physical and just relentless.
Where does that come from? I mean, is that just an instinctive where it's just self-taught? It's just a God-given talent where you just know where to go with the football. You know how to get, you know, as I like to say, you get skinny, you get tiny through, you know, through the holes, and then you can explode. Do kind of what do you see right before the ball snap? You're about to pick up those 5 or 6 yards.
Me, I always say to myself that yards go forward, and you can't get those going backwards. So, every time I get it, I gotta get something out of nothing. There's no way if I'm getting 1 yard, I feel like I just done my job. But if I go, you know, you keep your job in the league getting 4.5 yards, you know, a carry, you're gonna keep your job in the league. It's like you cannot not keep your job in the league getting 4.5 yards a carry. So I'm saying, if I can get the ball and I can go for 5-6 yards, I'm already doing the average. That's over the average. But if the play not there, I just can't be denied. Like, it's the mindset of just not being denied.
Love it.
Yes, sir.
I love it. I do. I love it. How about this one? What could go unnoticed about your game that teams need to know? Could have been maybe you're a weight room warrior, film junkie. Maybe some of the offensive schemes at Syracuse or Alcorn State didn't allow you to do certain things. I don't know, but this is your program. We do know NFL personnel listen in. What do they need to know about you, my friend, that they're not going to see when they watch the tape?
I can catch the ball. I can catch. I can get yards out of contact. And that's the main thing. I can block. The main thing that they might not see is catching the ball, you know. But that comes with, like, schemes, you know, according to what teams give you on it from week to week. You know, if they have this person, you know, wherever I went on the field, they had 2-3 people with me. So it was kind of hard to get the ball to me to throw the ball. But in the NFL, you got weapons, you know, you got weapons all across the board, so you can't just key in on one guy, you know. So now that we're able to talk about it, you know, I let them know that I can catch the ball and get downhill with it.
Wow. So you were getting that much attention by the defensive coordinators. They were really – I mean, you were kind of like the key. You're the guy that they definitely wanted to shut down. Is that fair enough?
Yeah, yeah. It was plenty of times where I can get out on a check down and get tackled just because. If I get the ball on the check down, I'm probably 9 times out of 10 gonna get you probably 5 to 10 yards on that check down. Like, we actually won a game, me doing straight check downs.
Really?
Like, just straight whole drive. We ended up winning the game doing straight check downs. But, you know, that was – but, you have concepts to football and court. You know, that was just the systems I was in that just wasn't throwing the ball. But once I get to the next level, you know, it'll open up.
There you go, man. I love it. Once again, Jarvion Howard, the standout from Alcorn State, breaking down what he does and what teams are going to like about him as he makes his path towards his next level. I'm curious, do you get comparisons to anybody that's to the next level?
People say Marshawn a lot.
Kind of like that,
Marshawn, yeah, they say I play like Marshawn Lynch.
You talked about the physicality earlier, so I mean, if you're going to compare it to anybody, you talk about an intense running back that gets them better than beast mode. For you, outside the game of X's and O's that we've been talking about during the program, do you have any outside interests, passions, or hobbies?
Man, I love my dogs, man. I like to do things with them, teach them things, take them out, walks, and let them play. I just like to spend time with family. Man, just really chill out. I love music, man. I love it. And those are just the main hobbies. Obviously, you know, getting away from my life, it's just the little things, man, that people don't try to, you know, that they don't appreciate that, you know, that it's time. You know, it takes time for a person to really appreciate the little things, man, you know. And that's what took me through my transferring process, music, family, and my dogs. And, man, that's just something I had grew closer to.
Awesome. What kind of dogs you have and how many?
I got two. I got a French Bulldog and an American Bully.
Awesome. And those are your pals, huh?
Yeah, they get it done for me, man. I show up to work and I show up to do everything to make sure they got it, man. They need to have it. I go to Instagram. I don't have any kids, but I feel like those are my first two, you know.
Oh, definitely. I kiss it, man. I get it. That's a wonderful bond to have, regardless. They're good for everything, spiritual, mental, just to kind of keep your mind clear and keep you focused on what's good. Listen, Jarvion, you've been an absolute blast to have on. We're almost out of time. We always like to end the show. We call it Three and Out. They're just a few lighthearted, off the wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, we're in.
All right, now you could pick Syracuse or Alcorn State, but what coach, any coach you had, what coach had the biggest pet peeve during practice, an absolute no-no if you got caught doing it?
I'm gonna say Alcorn. Coach Booz, Ryan Booz. Absolute pet peeve, sitting around, not doing anything. can't take a break. Like, once you get some water, it's right back to it. It's no breaks. That's one of the hardest pet peeves. That's it.
All right, fair enough. How about this one? Between your two dogs, who's the one that's most likely to do something to get in trouble? Who's the one that's going to eat a slipper, and who's the one you never have to worry about eating a slipper?
Oh, man, I'm going to say Frank Bulldog, man. He going to eat something every time I take my eyes off of him. That's the one who's going to get in trouble every time. Like, he's going to do something regardless if you're around or not. Like, he got better, but it's still bad. Like, he'll do something, and then, it was something he got in trouble for, and I had to let him know, no, you can't do it. And he brought it back. He literally brought it to me. Like, the very day, he brought the same exact thing to my feet, and it was messed up again. And I'm like, man. You know, but the one, my bully, he ain't going to, the American bully, he's not going to do anything, man. A big couch potato, man, just want to lay around and cuddle. That's it.
Hey, just like true kids, one's going to drive you nuts and the other one's always going to be home on time. How about this one, the final one for you? As we build towards the draft week, draft weekend, you're waiting to find out where you're going to land, hearing your name come off the board. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have made for you, Jarvion, as you make this next level, make your jump to the next level?
I'm going to probably have I want my mom and my mom, my grandma, and my girlfriend cooking for me. You know, you always got to low-key keep the women in, you know, in a position like that, I feel like. You know, guys are good for, like, the barbecue side of it, but some guys be one-dimensional and can't cook sides. And I feel like we can get away with that with the women. Women know how to do really do it all. So I'm going to keep the ones that's closest to me cooking. And, you know, I love tuna fish. You know, if we talking, like, you know, NFL, you know, draft food, 9 times out of 10, that's going to be probably the party foods. So, you know, I got to keep, like, some sliders, little tuna fish for me personally, and we got to have some chicken wings, man, something on the side like that.
Fair enough. Well, hey, Jarvia, and your mom, your grandmother, and your girlfriend are on the clock for some sliders and tuna fish and all the party treats that go with draft day parties. And you, my friend, are on the clock for the 2024 NFL Draft. You have a fabulous career. You're a pleasure to have on, and we just wish you the best moving forward.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Jarvion Howard, the stand-up from Alcorn State here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.